Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate that. Hey, listen, got a couple of emails from you guys over the last few days about the Katie Hill case. I'm going to talk about that more later on in the show, but I will let you know it's not over yet. I mean, it's over, but it's not over. So what's happening is a couple of things. The judge has basically awarded us a large portion, don't get me wrong, but a portion of the legal fees. Many of you know Harmeet Dhillon. She was my attorney. Great, great team behind her as well. Remember, it's not just her out there. I mean, God bless her for doing what she does, but there's a whole team behind her that helps out. So the judge has awarded, which still leave a balance on it, and we got to try to collect as well. One of my colleagues, Jennifer Van Laar, who also was sued by them, is also in the hole to the tune of about $100,000. Her suit was the way they came after her was totally different. So, if you feel so moved, there is a donate button on the website. You can go to therealside.com/helpjoe. There's a million ways. $5, $10. I'm not kidding you. Some of you have already given. Some of you have given multiple times. God bless. Thank you. I mean that sincerely. Because every dollar helps. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Sonia Schmidt joins me after the break. Always love having her on with me. We're going to discuss some of the crazy issues of the day. Like, you know, whites need not apply. I mean, what is this? Is this like righting a wrong? Is this how we do it? Where we pay evil for evil? Just saying. Money for blacks and illegals only. Really, take a look. That's what they want. I mean, do the Dems really need a race war this bad? Are they really willing to throw this guy? And it's not that the white are going to rise up. Because, you know, if you do a little bit of homework, you find out there's plenty of minorities that are teed off about the way this is going down, too. But the Dems are trying to buy your vote. If you're an illegal, if you're here illegally, if you're, you know, of the black persuasion, they're trying to solidify the vote. And it's wrong. You know it's wrong. I don't have to tell you that. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. God bless. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. Let me see how much time I have time to pull this off. I do. I can pull this off. I thought I could pull it off. Maybe that. That would have been too easy. The California bullet train. You know, you guys, we've talked about that. I got some really good stuff later on. But the California bullet train, we've been talking about that off and on forever. This was supposed to be this, like, a $9 billion train that would take you from, I mean, literally, if you would think about it on the East Coast, you should have been able to go from, I don't know, Boston to D.C. in a half hour, 45 minutes. I mean, these were the promises made. Right? But no, that's not going to happen now. Because it is failing miserably. Well, it was one of those private-public partnerships. Although, honestly, there was nothing in it for the private sector, for all intents and purposes. All right? I mean, seriously. And you're not going to see it get any better. You know what? Maybe I will do this other one, because I really do want to get to this one, and I don't want to wait too long. So earlier, when you see what goes on in courts on a regular basis, all we ever see is all the nasty stuff. I want you to hear this, because this is a judge that now has had it. He wasn't putting up with it at all. Take a listen. Maybe. We'll see.
He's running from the scenes because shots are being fired.
Right, this, right. And he's got
in light of what's
and
happening
he's got a
in this country.
Got it.
Your Honor,
sir,
in light of what's happening in this country with unarmed black men being killed
don't
by police.
Don't hand me that. I'm not going to let you go down that road. That is so off base. We've got a young man, I don't care what color he is. He's in a neighborhood he doesn't live in at 1:41 in the morning, hiding on someone under somebody's dock in the water with a holster on after a police officer had a shot taken at him. Don't hand me this. He's a black man running from police brutality. Look, that is not appropriate in this case. That's not there. I'm not going to let you poison this case with bringing in something that has nothing to do with it. Your bond's $100,000 on count three and $100,000 on count four. Thank you.
God bless this judge. Come on. You with me? I mean, seriously. He was having none of the... Yes, Your Honor, I'm sorry. Even though the police had been shot at, and this man was hiding by with a holster on and no gun in it, because, you know, people run around with holsters and no guns all the time. What could go wrong? This is going to be the defense to everything. We saw it happen a couple of weeks ago with the black woman who was shot in the car, right? And I was through that story last night about the white woman that went off on a black man, a black delivery guy. She was arrested for hate speech. Yet the black woman, teacher in Los Angeles, she went off on a Hispanic guy, calling him a murderer, a killer. I mean, not a Hispanic guy, but a Hispanic sheriff. Right? I said, you know, you're a racist, you're a murderer, and you ain't never going to be white. We know you want to be white, but you ain't never going to be white. Those are her words, not mine. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonia Schmidt right after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you bad mouth the United States of America.
We are back. You listen to Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, and the numbers are in. They don't look good. No, seriously. I mean, really, they gave us some astronomical, I don't know, somebody, one of the smart people in the chat room probably know this, but I think they were giving us some astronomical number they were expecting, you know, for people to find jobs, again, close to a million. I think we're talking about like 800,000 or 900,000 people would find jobs. No, it was over 900,000, because I remember it was close to a million. By the time Joe Biden hit 100 days in office, and I think we... Didn't we like trip over 200,000 or something like that? You know, where are all the promises that they made us? They're as hollow as they are every single time they make them, like they've been for decades. Seriously, and I said it earlier, and I know some of you thought I was giggling and being funny and all that other stuff, but I wasn't. I was dead serious when I said, look, they want a race war. They need a race war. There's no way around it. Look at what they're doing in the Midwest. I'll bring something on in a second. Whites need not apply. You can't even apply for a farm loan if it's white-owned. It has to be black-owned.
Owned by illegals.
Or women-owned. So, I don't know. I'm kind of... Isn't that discrimination? Isn't that something the Supreme Court should take up? Or do they want the fight? Sonya Smith joins me. She does every week. I always like to wind her up before I get her on. And... what? You know? I mean...
No, you always give me new information because I try to steer clear of what's going on because of my insanity that happens naturally and organically. But doggone it, the first 5 minutes of your show, I'm all riled up again.
Yeah, but you were all excited about the judge.
That judge is awesome. Is he single? I'm just throwing it out there. Man, if we had more people like that, he was not having it.
No.
And if Republicans had stood up and said that many years ago and kept that consistent, we wouldn't be in the trouble that we're in.
No, you're right. You're right. They're spineless. I mean, the Democrats might be soulless and godless, but we are spineless.
We're spineless.
No.
But one of the reasons we're spineless too is our hands are so deeply in the cookie jar that
True. It's
to our benefit to be spineless. And I'm talking rhinos here. And rhinos are a huge, you know, that's one of, I got into being a commentator during the Obama years, which was very tough. Our first black president. And I got to go, oh man, this is not going to be good. So it wasn't fun for me. But when I realized that when he got elected the second term, I realized my fight wasn't just with the liberals, and we were calling them liberals at that time, but it was really the left and rhinos. I was like,
oh yeah,
this is crazy.
Yeah,
I thought, and I used to sup with people like Karl Rove and Liz Cheney, and
yep.
You know, because I was in that secret Hollywood group, that, you know, Republican Hollywood group, and they would come frequently to hang with us and have dinner and speak, and
right.
And I thought they were on our side.
Yeah.
Now nope. The true colors are totally coming out.
You know, I used to get invited to, you know, who Frank Luntz is.
He was a freak. He was always at our meetings. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm going to burst your bubble. So I was invited to his
not
house.
Not with him, you're not.
Okay. And he's got a really cool house. I mean, really, really cool. Got a shooting range down in the basement.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, he's got like a retro 50s room, and it's a really cool place. And so he was part of that new Republican Party in California.
Right.
They were trying to rebuild, remember? So
right.
It was really Democrat light.
Right.
That's really what it was, okay? So he invites me over, and they're doing this spiel. And they're talking about, you know, social issues, and we need to stay away from social issues. We need to make sure that Huckabee doesn't win. I mean, they go down these lines, right? And the woman looks over to me, old white woman, and she said, we shouldn't stop abortion because it only affects the black folks, and we need to make sure they don't keep procreating.
Oh,
I'm like, lady,
this is
I am sorry. I said this for real. I'm sorry I sat here. And I got up and left. I walked out of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't
really
have
enough. Sort of
okay.
Thing that gives us a bad name.
But
that's the sort of thing that if you're writing a comedy sketch, that's exactly what you would write in as a Republican trait.
But you can't tell me his people didn't know what she was like. The people who reached out to do the invitations for that place, they knew who were there. I heard conversations going on.
I was going to say, I'm not sure that they disagreed much with that.
Okay, you got me on that one. But
yeah, I don't know. Listen, if Frank Luntz would wear a toupee like that, and I just had to go personal because it's Friday and I'm not getting asked out and my birthday's tomorrow, so I'm probably going to be a lot nastier.
No, we're gonna send you gluten-free, chocolate-free cake.
Isn't that sad? On top of everything else, I'm eating right for my blood type, which means I can't have avocado, chicken, any sort of oil other than olive oil, tomato.
Just
what do you
shoot
cook?
Me now.
Just shoot me now.
No. Watch me get a bunch of people mad that listen to the show secretly. I'm going to send you over a white cake with white frosting. It's about time you get used to white.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I may as well. I'm just so miserable.
Oh,
but no,
God.
That's a stereotype. Well, it's not really a stereotype. You walked into that. You felt it. I
you
remember when I was...
something
I
was up. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a Tea Party spokesperson all nationwide, and I remember watching the news the next day, and they depicted us as a bunch of Nazis, who racist Nazis, and I was like, I was there, and I'm not stupid enough to hang with a group of people who are racist Nazis.
Yep.
Now, can you pick somebody out of the group, maybe, that, and there were some people there, I think, from the... some different societies that were there to give that that image.
Yep.
Similarly, that I believe the January the 6th.
Yep. No question.
But they're never going to get called on the carpet. What did I took a note about the January 6th.
But you know, the other thing that bothers me about this, people not paying attention, right? Look at Kevin McCarthy. He comes out, and I'm going to catch heck for this because I know some of the Republicans that listen to this show.
Like him.
But... you know, that he's the next guy in line for, you know, Pelosi's seat and, you know, all this other stuff. And listen how he sounds, right?
God help us.
Do you know, first of all, Frank Luntz is a Democrat. We need to get that through our heads. He is a Democrat.
Let's
he works for the Democrats. He was a never-Trumper. You know, him and Schwarzenegger would love to take the state of California away from the Republicans. And I just found out that Kevin McCarthy rents a room from Frank in Washington, D.C., because Frank lives in one of the... you know, higher end areas, I'm sure, with all the money he makes. You know, he's living in one of the higher end areas out there, and he rents out rooms to certain people, and Kevin's there. So Kevin is with him all the time. What, I mean, there's no way in God's creation I wouldn't hang around with somebody who was diametrically opposed.
We're sunk.
Right?
We're doomed, I tell you.
No, we're not. We're going to think of it. Joe Mazzini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
I'm just miserable. Yeah, so January 6th, when you're talking about do the Democrats want a race war, that shows you right there that that's their thing.
They do. They want one. They need to have one.
They need to.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and his cabinet are looking over the April job numbers.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh says he knew the numbers would be down.
I think that, you know, we're definitely on the recovery.
Biden says you have to look at the disappointing job growth numbers with some perspective.
All told, our economy has added more than 1,500,000 new jobs since I took office. That's the most number of jobs created in the first 3 months of any presidency in our history.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her and she
There's the Butterman right there. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting me, part of the conversation. Sonia Schmidt joins us as she does every week. Always appreciate her. It never starts off smiling, but I always appreciate her smiling face. Her viewpoint.
Nothing to smile about. Except for that judge. I love that judge.
Maybe he's got kids. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? There was no time for any BS. And
right.
He didn't
try to hear that guy out. He saw where he was.
The minute he went in the environment today, I'm done with you.
Time out right now. We're just going to get right to the chase here. I ain't buying this. I ain't taking it. We're not going there. This is what you got to pay for this, that, and the other. Get on out of here.
I love that.
Okay. Golly, I wish we could be like that. Let me tell you something. Political correctness and white guilt is not helping black people at all. That's why this guy could hide, and I hadn't heard of this case, but on its merits, this guy won something in the morning. He's hiding under a dock. He's got a holster on, and he's in a neighborhood
that he doesn't live in. Right?
First of all, if this neighborhood has docks, that means they got boats, which means that ain't his neighborhood. It's a fish out of water, to be sure. So you don't even have to be racially minded to go, the average black person ain't really, are there some? Yeah, but not typically. And they're not hiding under your dock.
No.
So
if you own the house, chances are, what are you doing under the dock at 2 o'clock in the morning with no gun in your holster, right? I mean, seriously.
It's so funny. I mean, by the same token, and this is so awful, and I don't know if it just came from Hollywood, but when you see, a white guy driving a Mercedes in the hood where they sell crack, you kind of don't think that's where he lives either.
No, I'm with you. And I don't think that that's bad. I think it's a reality of how it has happened over the years. Don't deny it. It's real and it's true and it's there.
But But you see how far the left has been getting away with calling profiling bad. You must profile if you're in. You must profile in general. When you, as a woman, if I walk down the street, I see a certain thing, I know this is what I got to pay attention to as a person. You just, you are profiling all the time.
You know, it's interesting. I used to go to a predominantly black church, you know, where what used to be called, what used to be called South Central. And when the pastor would get on the black folks, I remember, like, I'm looking around going, hey, I didn't make him do that. Okay? It was like, all of a sudden, I got lit up looking around going, wait a minute, why are they looking at me? I didn't complain about anything. I never felt out of place there. I never felt unliked or unloved or what have you. And I'm sure there were people that resented the fact that I was there because this was their church. But for the most part, I never felt like that. So yeah. I'm flipping that around these days, and I'm saying, when you're running around the country and you're going, whites need not apply, okay?
Ooh.
And you're, and they're getting the bulk of the money. And should there be any left over, you white farm owners can apply for it, but there's no guarantees. And if you're a woman, and a black woman at that, and you need money for your business, you're going to crush out everybody else. We're in New York City, what, 40% of the business restaurants will never, ever reopen? So what, if they're white-owned, they don't stand a chance? You see where I'm going with this?
That's a tough... That's wrong on so many different levels, and it's so heartbreaking. And I know that the left is not doing this because, out of the goodness of their heart. It goes back to your first question, does the left really need a race war? People are getting sick, and I'm getting sick, of the pandering to black people and to separate black people from white people. I mean, yes, did our country at one time have Irish need not apply? Or
yes,
that was the evolution of this country. But we have evolved, and for them to take us right back there, and at the same time, I believe, and I hope I don't get everything screwed up because there's so much in that, so much in that story. But for the left to have such a big part in desensitizing us, if that's a word, to get us so callous to morality.
Right.
To remove God, to remove right and wrong. There's this, you know, moral relativism that they do. So even if you're black and you're getting those discounts, I don't know that there's going to be a lot of people who go, I don't want this. This isn't fair. This should be even-handed. Because we've been taught to, well, I got mine. You know, worry about your own self. 400 years of oppression. Wow, we're so far removed from right and wrong and godliness and all that they can get away with this. But it's sad because it is going to create animosity. I remember when I was in television, probably about 5 years before I quit, I was like, I see where this is going. We can make fun of white males all day long. We can make them the buffoons of the family, inept, stupid, the whole gamut, and it's going to get worse. And I said this whole sexual gender bending thing is going to become, you know, what we do in television, in programming, in television, in stories. And sure enough, we're here. But if I were a white male right now, which sometimes I am, but
and nobody can tell you different. I mean,
I can be that if I want to, thanks to the left. I wonder, and I wish somebody would have the conversation with them, and I wish they could freely talk about what this must feel like to them. I would love to hear what a white farmer feels like right now.
They were interviewing some of them, and some of them, you know, openly said, look, I understand that the black community's had a hard time over the years. But this really doesn't help because, frankly, and that's the funny thing about it, people in the city don't realize it. But out in the Midwest, these farmers, they all work together. There's no color of skin. When somebody's crop is having trouble and Frankie is sick and he happens to be a black man, I'm sorry, he's an Italian black man, but he's a black man anyway. Frankie's a little sick and under the weather. All the farmers, white, Hispanic, black, whatever, they come together to help this guy out. You know what I'm saying? So
crazy. It's so crazy. Those two things on that from my own personal experience. I'm so old. And like I said, my birthday is tomorrow. But I'm so old that in my neighborhood, which was an all-black neighborhood, it was pretty much all-black businesses. So for the left, and then I saw what the left did to this neighborhood and what they did to the children, the attitudes that they gave the children. And now it's just a sea of liquor stores and Korean businesses, and it's shameful to have come from an all black business. So it's not like we don't come from a history of hard of not being able to do it. We come from a history maybe of adversity, but we figured it out. And I'm telling you, I grew up in a neighborhood, everything, boutiques. Everything was black owned.
Wow.
And then the other thing that you mentioned is the farmers. Okay, so my personal experience with that, my mother, her father owned a farm and her brother took it over. It was, I'm not quite sure how large it is. It was huge. And this was in Bemis, Georgia, Valdosta, Georgia, and he sold. He was a hog and tobacco farmer, and he was so successful at this that and this is the thing that was handed down. White men called him Mr. Crawford. That's how successful he was. So in Georgia. So I'm sorry. I don't really take pity or I don't believe that we can't make it. This is a man who made it during Jim Crow.
Yeah.
Racist Democrat, the Democrat South. So I think that times, I'm just throwing it out there, were much more difficult in those days for black people to be successful than they are now.
Most older black folks say that, not your age, a lot older. I'm talking 80, not 35 and 40 like you are. So, but most of the older black folks I talk to, you know, when I was a kid growing up, I remember distinctly. You know, my father saying, you call everybody sir and madam unless they're black, in which case you don't have to call them anything, right? I mean,
boy,
come on. We were taught that you called anybody, any adult, was Mr. or Mrs. Sir
That's
or
the,
madam.
That goes back to the morality thing that I was talking about before. There was a respect.
Morality? Don't swear on my show. Gotta go for a break. We'll be back. Show with King, your host. Don't go far. Sonya's not going anywhere. Got her locked up in a corner.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. But what I really like having with me, all right, y'all gotta sing happy birthday to her at some point in time. Well, what's that look for?
I don't want to remember.
You know, no, they love you. They want you to have a happy birthday moment. They want to be part of your birthday. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take care of that. We'll take care of that in a little bit here. But we were talking before we went to break.
Yes, we was.
About who?
Yes, we was.
Yeah. Oh God. You know, send your emails to her. Okay.
I didn't say it, I'm just trying to get you in trouble. He had a black woman on his show that says, "Yes, we was." What is that all?
I said, you know. I had Kevin Jackson was on the show one night. We were talking. And I said, "Yeah, we got to get edumacated." And you already know, right?
Well, here's the problem with the left. Oh, as you know, I mean, list number 105 on the
list.
Yeah,
there you go. Right.
Yeah, no sense of humor. They have no sense of irony. They have no satirical, unless it's on their side. And they don't even do it well. They're just, like, nasty.
Who was the fellow who wrote All in the Family? What was his name?
The
old Norman Jewish guy. What's his name?
Norman Lear.
Norman Lear, yeah. You know, you couldn't... Here's how stupid these people are. You couldn't do any of those shows today. But if you have two brain cells to rub together and you watch those shows, you understand and realize that what he was bringing to light was how asinine and ugly, you know, racism was. You know what I'm talking about? Sexism. The whole nine yards.
I do. But there are times I float back. I'm a TV writer by nature.
Go. Yeah.
And I school people on scripts. I sold a lot of shows based, you know, helping other people sell the shows because I have to stay incognito, as I say, in the industry. I can't put my name on anything, but I will help people. And I think I can say this. My daughter's, we wrote a show called Black and Right. And it was based on
me. That's funny.
Yeah, it was based on me, and I was like a Black Ann Coulter. And my daughter knows nothing about politics, so this was really out of my mouth. And the show that we did the best rewrite, everybody's been trying to plug away at All in the Family. It's a show that should be redone.
Yep.
It really is. It's a great show. I never knew sometimes which way Norman Lear was going with that. Did he really know? Because Archie was the breakout character.
Yep.
Archie actually had more to say, and Meathead, appropriately named, was an idiot. But he was the feminist. He was the, you know, he had things to say, but they were all leftists, and Archie could, in a heartbeat, even with his broken English language, prove him to be an idiot.
Yep.
So I could never tell which way Norman Lear was going with this. But I do know that this show that my daughter pitched, and she used all my clips from my political commentary and tea parties and this and that age to tell the story of, oh my God, I got this Black Republican mother. And in the show we wrote, she was the meathead. She and her husband had to move back in with me. I had to take care of them because they couldn't figure it out on their own. And it was a great show. And then, so it's my birthday, indulge me. So the Roseanne show came on the air. We did a rewrite because things had changed since Obama. And so the Roseanne show came on the air and did Gangbusters. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Gangbusters. And I told my daughter, they're going to kill this show. They're going to look for a way. Of course, Roseanne Barr gives you reasons to kill her. But I knew they were not going to let that show be the success that it was. But they were hopping, like, they were like, let's get Black and Right out there because this is a perfect time. Roseanne's show is going gangbusters. This is a perfect lead-in or a follow-up to her show. And boom, she got canceled. And there goes our show. But there are, so I guess the moral of the story is, there are some people in Hollywood who actually do get it. They're afraid to say anything, but
and you couldn't do it today. I mean, think of right, Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. You know,
a hit show, and they
mega buck hit show, and because it didn't fit into their political sphere, it had to go.
I worked with people who said it doesn't matter if it's successful or not, and I was like, why do we keep going down this road when nobody's buying it? And they said, they're just not smart enough. The American public is just not smart enough. We have to keep showing them why this is the right way to go. I had a heartbreak, sort of. I'm dancing this line with my daughter, who I taught everything I know, and now she's much more powerful in Hollywood than I ever was or wanted to be. And she just directed one of her episodes on the show that she's on, and it was about yet another unarmed Black man being killed by the cops, and what does that mean about
hunted
your blackness?
Hunted down, and yes, don't forget the hunted down.
Hunted down. Sorry, for her friend. So now I got to separate art and my daughter, my love for my daughter, for crap. And if I sent her the facts, I know she's not going to read them, and I know she's going to be mad at me, and it's going to cause a whole thing, and I want to go parasailing next weekend, you know. So it's like this is a myth that's being perpetrated all the time, and I'm watching this show, and I'm like, this is so sad that this is what these kids are going to be learning from a show that my daughter is directing and producing. And
what's sadder is that our kids actually give that much credence to what's on television, right? Think about it.
They're not deep divers at all. Now, they'll deep dive on some, you know, actors, but facts,
No.
I worked on a show, and one of our episodes was about kidnapping of children. Ooh. And we just made it sound like kids were being snatched up at the rate. It was crazy. But when one of us brought up the fact that actually when kids get abducted, it's usually by like a bad divorce thing. It's not really as prevalent
as we. Member,
Yeah, it's not some guy on the street and the kid's lucky hat is found on the sidewalk. It's really not that. They didn't care. They wanted to tell this dramatic story about abducted children, and it didn't matter about the facts. It didn't matter about the stats, and that's what's happening with, hands up, don't shoot. We still think that that's...
Eric Holder himself said that there was no evidence that there was wrongdoing. Man said it himself. Obama's handpicked right-wing cover-up guy did it. I'm sorry. That's
it doesn't matter. It does. Facts don't matter with the left. And that's why we go back to your original statement. A race war is necessary because that's the only way that they're going to win anything. Trump took too much attention, of the attention of black people, of Hispanic people.
Yep.
And they cannot afford to let that stand.
No, and they have to try to show that those white supremacists that were Trump supporters and Trump followers and MAGA wearing hats, those white supremacists.
Like me?
Yeah. You know what? I always love that. I love when I hear the idiots on CNN. You heard me. Idiots on CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG. When they start calling black folks white supremacists, I'm like, are you listening to yourself? Are you? My friend Stone always says they're not self-aware. But listen.
They're not.
Listen. Because we love you so much, everybody's going to sing happy birthday to you. And I have a special person in. Just to sing. Now, he might be using a walker right now, but at least he's singing.
I'm going to go buy one as soon as we're done. So funny that my grandson, he's like, the minute he turns one age, just can't wait to be the next age.
Hey, look, he's singing to you. Come on, everybody. What are you waiting for there in the chat room? I don't think you know, I appreciate you. I love it that you're on the show every week. I know a lot of other people do, too. I've known you for many years now, and I want to know you for many years more. And I mean that. Seriously, you know. I mean, you're a good person. You're one of the good ones. And you're willing to fight. And with not many of us left, Sonia. There really isn't.
You know the group. I'm so tired. I am too.
Look at my eyes. I got them little black things in my eyes.
Me too. But with women, we got makeup, so that's a...
Yeah. That's not fair. That's not fair.
I know.
That's
it's
sexism
not, I know.
Right there.
That's the one thing that... Yeah. No. Well, I love being here, too, and I hope people like me. I'm like, oh, it's just this flighty black chick on the show.
No, they always say, you're going to have her on again? No, they're all wishing you a happy birthday there.
Alfonso Zoe can't come on a second night.
No, but see, he's a man. I got to have me a black woman on the show because that makes
true.
Me.
That's true.
That makes me. I don't even know what that makes me. I have no idea because it doesn't fit anything I think about. Show us in your host is the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming. We're gonna shut up here in a minute. A lot more coming up. We're gonna talk a little bit about what the young people think and where they're at when it comes to communism.
Oh, I see. The old person leaves so the young person can talk.
You got it, lady. We'll be back on the show.